Okay, 701.
Amend a contract with LifeWorks Northwest to increase the contract value for work in conjunction with the Police Bureau Prostitution Coordination Team in an amount not to exceed $210,000.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Mike Gallagher, a police officer with the City of Portland, and just want to thank you for your support of LifeWorks and the partnerships we have working with those groups that help the victims of trafficking. As you know, police work has changed a lot in the years and how we deal with the trafficking victims, and we now spend a considerable amount of time trying to provide them the resources to get out of prostitution. We can only do that with that partnership with LifeWorks. And I want to give you a short story, success story, about a woman that I dealt with on the streets. Probably have arrested her 6-8 times over the years, and drug habit was always a staple. Regular customer out there at 82 in the Haslow area. Anytime somebody would stop at the stop sign, she'd try to get in the cars, that kind of stuff. And this last year, she got hooked up with LifeWorks and started to engage in that program. She's no longer out there. She's no longer a call that we respond to. She's no longer that community eyesore that the people would see out there and, you know, call us about. And she's doing very well, and Kristen can talk to that a little bit. But it's with these partnerships that we have that I can think of half a dozen other women in that same situation that have engaged in LifeWorks and those services that have stopped being out there in the streets because of that. And I think the statistics will show that the calls for service out on 82nd Avenue and Sandy Boulevard are greatly reduced. And again, it's with that, the work that we're doing and these partnerships that we're providing to get these women out of the prostitution life. So thank you.
Great. Thank you. Good story.
Thank you. Kristen Lim Williams with LifeWorks Northwest. Good morning, Mayor and City Commissioners. I just come to you today mostly to ask if you have any questions, and I just really want to say thank you for the funding for this year. And before I get to if you have any questions for me, I just wanted to kind of give you an update. And we were able to, last time I was here, which seems not that long ago, I was talking about the programming with the pilot funding, and we have been able to fully implement our programming for 18 to 25-year-old women in our program. And the groups are going swimmingly. We have our first few women in phase two of the three phases of that already, which I didn't expect to happen. So really positive. These younger women definitely have different needs, and we've been able to really meet that, and I really thank you for that. That pilot funding in partnership with SARC has really enabled, as we've kind of heard the last several items, those partnerships that were kind of unofficial to become more official. So the Sexual Assault Resource Center, we've been able to really pair services and really meet the needs of this younger age group as a preventative measure. And in addition, we've been able to increase and improve our transition plans for these 17-and-a-half-year-old, you know, aged women so we can start these transition plans, because SARC works with minors, and so we can improve that so we don't lose them at 18, which was a big happening. And it's emblazoned in my mind. I'm not sure if it is in yours. Last year we sat here and we said we have many, many children, this percentage, aging out of the system. And so this was a really crucial time to implement these services, and we've been able to really step into that and hopefully reduce some of these women that pop back up when they're in their 30s, 40s, 50s. And so I just really want to thank you for that. And it's just very a good time. It feels like a good time to tell you that, because it's we have our first women in phase two, which I couldn't have sat here last time and told you. I thought that would happen so quickly. And then also, as we've heard, Operation Cross Country happened this week, which Officer Gallagher and our PC team was a part of. And in Portland, we recovered 20 adult women from that sting. And all of the ones that I personally interacted with on that coordinated sting evening, most of them were barely 18, because we targeted younger looking women, which is Officer Gallagher's department, but barely 18, but they're technically adult women, so they don't necessarily count for the child statistics, but this person is not an adult, right? I mean, they are legally, and we have services to meet them right where they are already in place, and that feels really good as a treatment provider. And so I wanted to update you on that, that also we have 20 potential new clients in one fell swoop. So not everyone is ready to engage in treatment at this time, but we have those SARC services for the 18 to 25-year-olds as well. which is not this contract, but it's part of it because we all work together. And also yesterday I got a phone call, it's like I planned it, about a 21-year-old who needed immediate shelter, and we can go to the Athena House for that now, which didn't happen before. So I'm just here with a lot of gratitude for just kind of, you told us last year what you needed, and we've worked together to provide you with the reporting and the information you requested. And in our conversations this year, we're going to shape it a little bit more for what the city of Portland would like in the JAG component, which comes out of the police grant. And so we want to do that. And the other thing I wanted to say is I'm really excited. I'm going to nerd out for a minute as a clinician that there's this ACORN measure that LifeWorks uses and gives clients feedback for symptoms and just alignment with their clinician. And I just learned about it. It's not new. There's a trauma form of that. So we can actually, hopefully, increase our reporting on significance in reducing trauma by using this additional measurement, which I'm really excited about because I'm hoping it will yield some good scores, because I can sit here and say, you know, their GAF score went down, and they're like, what does that mean? So, you know, I'm excited about the potential of increasing our reporting for you. I also wanted just to give you an update. Our Sex Buyers Accountability and Diversion Program, SBAD, I only want to say that mouthful once. We've really improved some of the ways that we do that programming. It's a really great group, and we've added in some treatment options offerings for the participants. And those classes, I think Officer Gallagher can attest to, they've taken a different culture where these men are asking questions. They're engaged. If they identify something themselves, they're asking about, where do I go for treatment? And so that feels really good on the other side of the coin. We talk about demand, and I know I've sat here many times, and I've told you, if now goes away, so does that. And so I just really thank you for the funding, because that also goes to that vital resource that we're continuing to prove all the time to battle, combat demand. I just wanted to also say that we continue the one example that Officer Gallagher shared with you. That was when everything worked right. We were able to get this client into residential. They were willing to go, and they stayed, and they are clean and sober, and they're doing phenomenal. I could have never expected that either, right? And you always hope for it, but when it happens, sometimes you're still caught off guard. But I still, if I had a safe place for each of these women to go when they either entered our program or Operation Cross Country, everyone we talked to that night said, I don't have anywhere to go tonight. So housing still continues to be something that is my big goal for this year. And there are many challenges that present with this population. We've talked about it many times, just the barriers and obstacles. But one thing I wanted you to know looking forward with this funding for this year, now I can not put so much energy into coming here all the time and saying why we need it, but I can really focus hopefully this year on obtaining some additional housing connections, resources. So I hope next year when I come here, and you can remind me if I forget, I have good news to report on that. So because if we had a safe place for these women to go right away, that significantly changes the course of treatment. And I think that was kind of the updates I wanted to give you. And if you had any questions for me, you know me, I could go on all day. So,
great. Thank you. Questions? I just built nerd out in response. And that is, I was just meeting yesterday with the city budget office, and they're developing these key performance indicators for how do we know the programs are working. So that's exactly the kind of data that we're looking for of, you know, how do these investments, whether it's, you know, a programmatic investment like this or a staffing level in a bureau, mm-hmm. how does it actually get results? So please continue that whole subject matter and keep in touch with our folks that are working on those questions, because each bureau ultimately will have a set of these kind of indicators that track how we're doing and what we're getting, and are we cost effective? And so that's the kind of data that we're looking for.
I'm very happy to see in the contract the reporting requirements, which I noticed are quarterly. Mm-hmm. I am very glad that the funding is an ongoing, so that you won't have to come back here next year as you had for the past 5 years in having to give your report in the manner of, here's what we're doing, so now please fund us. Mm-hmm. Please be sure to come back on at least an annual basis to give a presentation to council and to the community about the work that you're doing, the numbers, mm-hmm. and the personal stories, because both are very helpful. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you.
Great. Other questions? Thank you both. Anyone signed up to testify on this item?
No one else signed up.
Okay, then let's take a roll call on 701.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I appreciate the great report and the great work you're doing, and I just want to say that thank you, Kristen, and Officer Gallagher, I admire you and respect all your commitment to helping women to get into more productive lifestyles than the sex trade. So thank you for your dedication and commitment. Aye.
Novick?
Thank you very, very much. Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for taking the time to come in and for your ongoing passion for this work. I'm reminded of the New City Initiative presentation that we had at the beginning of this morning's session, and wondering if the faith communities might be able to partner with you in finding emergency overnight shelter or a short-term stay for some of the women that you find who then don't have a place to go. And that getting into a new relationship that's much more positive would be very helpful and I think could be part of the system. So I hope you'll pursue that. Thanks again for all you do. And thanks for reminding me why I come to work in the morning. Aye.
Hales.
You know, it's great. I don't want to say to both of you, it's great having passionate people running public services, whether it's in the nonprofit sector or in the Bureau. And you can just sense from hearing you both how much you care about this. And that's pretty motivating for all of us. Thank you for good work. Aye.
Thank you.